I'm Tim Schmidt, the managing editor of Golf Week. Today is Friday, June 12th. Here's your morning golf update. Well, the PGA Tour's first action in 91 days was yesterday. Harold Varner III shot a bogey-free 7-under par 63, grabbing a share of the lead with Justin Rose in the first round of the Charles Schwab Challenge at Colonial Country Club in Fort Worth. Varner hit all 18 greens in regulation, becoming just the third person to do that at Colonial in the past 25 years. One of the others was named Tiger Woods. And Varner posted a 64 on Thursday, pushing him into the tie. Rose was the leader earlier in the day. Four players are a stroke behind at 64. That includes world number four, Justin Thomas. Well, there's a large group at 65, including past Colonial winner Jordan Spieth, Bryson DeChambeau, Gary Woodland, and Xander Schauffele. World number one's Rory McIlroy and number three, Brooks Koepka. They each shot a 68 on the day. Tom Lehman was one of the big surprises. The 61-year-old became the first player his age to shoot a 65 in PGA Tour action since they kept that stat in 1980. Lehman, who won the event here 25 years ago, said it was just a perfect day.
Just a great old golf course, and it's in immaculate condition. A perfect day for scoring. Barely any breeze, soft fairways, soft greens.
Second round action at Colonial Country Club starts early on Friday. And in junior play, Michael Brennan won the Merido Junior Invitational on Thursday in his final outing at this level. Brennan is a Wake Forest signee. He's the 15th ranked player in the world, according to the Golf Week Junior Rankings. You can read all these stories and more at golfweek.com. I'm Tim Schmidt. That's your morning golf update for Friday, June 12th.